Prayer by Reverend Bill Langrack. Not everyone can pray, nor is every prayer heard. Isaiah 1 verse 15. Prayer is a distinctively holy and covenantal activity. Prayer is that act of faith whereby a child of God communicates with his covenant Lord, worships him, petitions him for what he needs, and thanks him for what he receives. Prayer and thanksgiving are friends. One cannot pray without thanks, for God gives his grace and Holy Spirit to those only who are continually thankful for them. Lord's Day 45. Nor can one give thanks without prayer, for it is the chief part of thankfulness. But prayer is not chiefly giving thanks. It also consists of cries and groaning, Psalm 5, verse 2, and Psalm 38, verse 9, supplication and intercession, Psalm 6, verse 9, and Jeremiah 27, verse 18, confession and praise, Psalm 5, verse 7, and Daniel 9, verse 4. As an act of loving faith, prayer is addressed only to the one true God revealed in Scripture, question and answer 1:17, and he does not hear prayers to saints, other gods, or creatures. He that comes to God must believe that he is, Hebrews 11, verse 6, that he is great, 2 Samuel 7, verse 22, is creator of heaven and earth, Isaiah 37, verse 16, is God alone, and that he keeps covenant and mercy with his servants, 1 Kings 8, verse 23. Significantly, therefore, most prayers in the Old Testament use his outstanding covenantal name. They are not addressed simply to God, but Jehovah, Jehovah God, Jehovah of Israel, or Jehovah of hosts. And Jesus taught us to address this merciful, covenant-keeping God as Father, Matthew 6, verse 9. Prayer must be humble. God does not hear the hypocrite or pretentious, Luke 18, verse 14, Matthew 6, verse 6. He does not heed vanity or regard iniquity, Job 35, verse 13, and Psalm 66, verse 18. To pray rightly, we must thoroughly know our need and misery so that we humble ourselves before his divine majesty, question and answer 117. But this does not preclude confidence, for we must be fully persuaded that he will certainly hear us, although we are unworthy of it, Jeremiah 29, verse 12, and that he does not hear us for our long prayers or repetitions, Matthew 6, verse 7, but for Christ's sake grants what we ask in Jesus' name, John 16, verse 26. Petitions are an important part of prayer. He that comes to God must believe he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, Hebrews 11, verse 6, or as Jesus put it, that we will receive whatsoever we shall ask believing, Matthew 21, verse 22. Believing, we must ask only for things he has commanded in his word, question and answer 117. He does not hear petitions for things contrary to his will or everything we desire. He requires that we ask for things necessary for body and soul, question and answer 118. And so Scripture records many such petitions, prayers for good, Jeremiah 14 verse 11, peace, Jeremiah 29 verse 7, deliverance from judgment, Numbers 21 verse 7, that our faith fail not, Luke 22 verse 32, for God to hear us, 1 Kings 8 verse 29, to look on our affliction, 1 Samuel 1 verse 11, to spare us sickness or death, 2 Kings 4 verse 34 and chapter 20 verse 5, to deliver us from enemies, Nehemiah 4 verse 9, and to lead us in the ways of righteousness, Psalm 5 verse 8. Being a distinctively covenantal activity, prayer is concerned with the needs of the entire family of God. Jesus taught us not simply to pray for ourselves personally, but to pray, "Give us our daily bread, forgive us our debts, and deliver us from evil." Matthew 6, verse 11 through 13. We must pray for the sins of the church. 2 Chronicles 30, verse 18. The pardon of foolish friends. Job 42, verse 10. Preachers for the whole harvest. Matthew 9, verse 38. And that the kingdom and covenant be established forever to God's glory. 2 Samuel 7, verse 26. And yet, even while asking God to observe the wickedness of our enemies, 2 Kings 19, verse 16, we must also pray for them who despitefully use and persecute us. Matthew 5, verse 44. Prayer is necessary for a Christian. Lord's Day 45. It is necessary because God requires it as an expression of thanksgiving and fellowship, and because only He can provide what is necessary for body and soul. Everyone that is godly prays. Psalm 32, verse 6. It is an activity of covenant children. 1 Samuel 3, verse 10. Mothers. 1 Samuel 1, verse 10. Fathers. Genesis 20, verse 17. Widows. Luke 2, verse 36. And servants. Genesis 24, verse 12. Ancient leaders, esteemed patriarchs, busy priests, faithful prophets, and mighty kings all prayed. Even the Son of God found it necessary to go often to some solitary place to pray. Matthew 14, verse 23. How much more, then, we who are weak and sinful? And so we must pray in the morning and when God may be found. Psalm 5, verse 3 and Psalm 32, verse 6. Pray that we enter not into temptation or faint not. Mark 13, verse 33. Luke 18, verse 1. Pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17, and pray always that we may be accounted worthy to stand before Him. Luke 21, verse 36. Let us, then, pray.